Exclusive Angel Mom, Trump Wall Deal A Brilliant Move to Expose Democrats. By John Binder on January 19, 2019. Angel Mom Marianne Mendoza, co-founder of Angel Families, says President Trump's plan to secure $5.7 billion in border wall funding by offering 1 million illegal aliens and foreign nationals 3-year work permits is a brilliant move. Angel Mom Mendoza's son, 32-year-old police officer Brandon Mendoza, was killed by a drunk illegal alien who was driving the wrong way down a highway in Mesa, Arizona. On Saturday, Trump offered Republicans and Democrats a plan to give amnesty in the form of 3-year work permits to a little more than 700,000 illegal aliens who are enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. The deal gives the roughly 325,000 foreign nationals living in the U.S. on temporary protected status, TPS, amnesty to remain in the country. In return, about a fifth of border wall funding, $5.7 billion, would be secured to build a barrier at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mendoza calls the move brilliant because she says it will expose House and Senate Democrats for being radically supportive of open borders. I think at this point, with what's going on, I think it's a brilliant move, Mendoza said. If the Democrats refuse it, it will show the DACAs that they don't care about them. Mendoza said she hoped the Trump administration and Congress would properly screen the DACA-enrolled illegal alien population to weed out the criminal element of the program. If Trump cleaned up the DACA program, I understand there's going to be a waiting period for the wall, but we can't be at a gridlock, Mendoza said. There's got to be movement. We've got to keep going in a forward motion. Already, House and Senate Democrats are rejecting Trump's proposal. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has called the plan a non-starter, while Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, called the deal not a compromise but more hostage-taking by the president. Since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 DACA recipients saw their protected status revoked for being involved in gang activity or suspected/convicted of a felony. Due to a hidden gateway in the DACA program, more than 39,000 illegal aliens have been able to obtain green cards, and more than 1,000 naturalized. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.